Debut at the stadium for the Yankees and Rays, Blake Snell making the start against Jordan Montgomery making his major league debut for the Yanks. Trouble in the first against Ricky Weeks Jr.
The pitch on its way. Swing and a high fly ball. Deep left field. Hicks turns around and this one is way out of here. A no-doubter for Ricky Weeks Jr. And the Rays jump out in front 2-0 here in the first. And now there's two on with nobody out. Here's a line drive back up the middle. And that's a base hit. Around third, scoring will be Castro on the RBI single by Aaron Judge. We are now tied at 3. And that almost took Jumbo Diaz's head off. And the 3-2 pitch is tapped back to the mound, fielded by Cedeno. He looked to go to second, throws a worm burner to first, and it gets away. And then Gardner runs over Weeks. They're both down, but a run is going to come in and score as the ball gets away. Cedeno tracks it down. Coming in and scoring is Headley. It's 4-3 New York, but both Gardner and Weeks are down. A poor throw by Cedeno. He went to second base, but nobody was there. With the infield in, nobody was over there covering the bag. And then Cedeno worm burned it to first, and Weeks tried to dig it out, and Gardner ran right into him, and they both went down. Gardner is still down. Face planted into the dirt. Weeks is up on one knee, both being tended to by the medical staff. The 2-1 runner at first goes. A swing and a line drive. Base hit into center field, and New York adds to their lead. Correa's around second on his way to third. He's going to get there as the throw to third base is bobbled by Longoria. It's an RBI single for Jacoby Ellsbury, and the Yankees now lead it 5-3.
The right-hander pitches high drive into deep center field. Going back is Kiermaier to the track all the way to the wall, and it's gone. Home run. Into Monument Park for Aaron Judge. It's 8-3 New York.
Well, as Andy said earlier, he's got the body of Giancarlo Stanton, and right there you get a Giancarlo Stanton kind of home run into the netting that protects the monuments out there in center field. That's about a 435-foot shot that also was pretty darn high.
Yankees go on to win it 8-4. Montgomery, 4 2/3 innings, 3 runs, 2 of them earned on 5 hits. He had 7 strikeouts, making him just the second Yankee lefty since 1913 to strike out 7 or more in his major league debut. The Rays have now dropped 2 straight after opening the season with a 5-2 homestand. Blake Snell worked 4 2/3 innings, allowing 2 unearned runs. Manager Kevin Cash talked about the game and a tough trip to the Bronx.
I thought he came in really was just driving a lot of pitches in the zone. He did have a pretty good mix. Really efficient. I mean, he threw the ball really well. It was unfortunate that inning kind of unfolded the way it did. But I thought he threw the ball really well.
No way to sugarcoat it. Just looking at the 5th and 6th inning, there were bullpen problems. From your perspective, how did you see it?
Well, we probably didn't make some plays that we can make behind him. But at the end of the day, I mean, we made the pitch. We got the pitch, and we kind of messed up the play at first base. It was, I think, X got a little caught off guard that nobody was at second, and then just looked like he rushed his throw a little bit to Ricky.
What's the update on Ricky Weeks?
Right now, it's just kind of a bone bruise in that AC joint area. I mean, we don't think anything structural damage. It's just going to be sore for a couple days for him. He got some pretty good whiplash when him and Gardner collided.
Yeah, I mean, Blake, it's got to be frustrating because it's like he almost had a chance to get out of there, and even though he didn't get any help, the walk comes back and bites him again. And it seems like that bites him all the time.
Well, I don't know if it happens all the time, but it did that inning. Look, he fell behind a Headley 3-2, and then he gets a base hit. Then he walks a guy. Then we play it short that we'd like to convert into an out at third. But it just, his pitch count really drove up. I think he threw roughly 30 pitches that inning where he was at the time being so efficient. And then the Hicks at bat, he was battling everything he could, and he looked like he yanked the slider. Well, just with Holiday coming up and how good Jumbo's been against right-handers, it just made the most sense.
In that 6th inning, you had the infield. Well, first of all, Longo goes to second on the bunt. Is the idea is he think he's thinking he's going to get 2 and Beck
yeah, that was
hit,
a plan.
Taken out on the slide.
No, I don't think. I don't know. I haven't gone back and looked at it, but it was a planned play to get the out at second, and hopefully with a bad bunt turn double play. we got it, and we just weren't able to turn it over.
And then you have the middle infielders in at first and third.
Yeah, I mean, with Brett Gardner hitting, you got to think that it's going to be very difficult to turn double play on him. And then he hits a comebacker to X.
They'll wrap up the series on Thursday. Luis Severino throwing for the Yankees against Matt Andrews for the Rays. First pitch is 7:05 Eastern time.